Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aditya Birla Real Estate Q2 FY26 results conference call hosted by Ambit Capital Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, moderator, and good morning, everyone. On behalf of Ambit Capital, I welcome you all to the Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of Aditya Birla Real Estate. In today's call, we have with us the management of the company, represented by Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Managing Director, Aditya Birla Real Estate, Mr. K.T. Jithendran, Managing Director and CEO, Birla Estates, Mr. Snehal Shah, CFO, Aditya Birla Real Estate, and Mr. K.O. Shah, CFO, Birla Estates. Without further ado, let me hand over the call to Mr. Dalmia, post which we can set the floor open for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Karan. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for the second quarter and half-year of the financial year 2026. As many of you know, at Aditya Birla Real Estate, we are in a strategic transformation, shaping the company into one of India's most focused and future-ready real estate platforms. The broader macroeconomic environment in India has remained supportive during the quarter under review. India's GDP grew by 7.8% in the second quarter of calendar year 2025, exceeding expectations, prompting the Reserve Bank of India to revise its full-year growth outlook upward from 6.5%-6.8%. Inflation eased to 2.07% in August 2025, supported by lower commodity prices and monetary easing. The stability of the Indian economy, underpinned by resilient domestic consumption and continued public capital expenditure, has reinforced positive sentiments across both the residential and commercial real estate segments. Under this backdrop, the Indian real estate market continues to demonstrate resilience and steady growth, with sales outpacing launches in Q2 and for the first half of this financial year. The luxury and premium housing categories continue to outperform, with sales in units priced above rupees 10 million growing by 13% year-on-year and now constituting over half of all transactions. Price appreciation has been particularly strong in NCR and Bengaluru, with recorded increases of 19% and 15%. Projects with right product, right location, and trusted brand name are continuing to witness healthy traction. There is a growing emphasis on sustainability and innovation. Green building practices, energy-efficient design, and smart infrastructures are increasingly influencing both buyers' preferences and regulatory frameworks. It is important to note this is an area where Birla Estates excels in. During the second quarter of financial year 2026, our primary efforts were directed toward driving sales momentum in the existing portfolio, ensuring strong construction execution across all sites, and preparing for a robust launch pipeline in the quarters ahead. Consequently, our performance reflects the sustained interest in our projects and underlying strength of the Birla Estates brand. I'm happy to report that we had very strong bookings for the quarter of rupees 890 crores, up by 111% against the previous quarter. Despite the absence of launches, operational traction remained healthy in our flagship projects. Birla Niyaara in Mumbai, and Villa Evara in Bengaluru recorded robust sale of rupees 320 crores and 326 crores respectively, reflecting continued customer preference of our brand and product quality. As on 30th September 2025, 80% of our launched area across India has been sold, underscoring the depth of demand across our portfolio. We have strengthened our launch pipeline with RERA approval received for our two projects in Pune, Birla Avam at Manjari and Birla Punya at Velsale Road. Our launches pipeline for the remainder financial year 26 remain robust, with an estimated gross development value GDV of rupees 13,900 crores. We continue to remain confident of achieving this launch pipeline as guided for the year. This also includes the next phase of a marquee Birla Niyaara in Mumbai, the new phase of Birla Navya in Gurugram, and fresh development in Thane and Bhushan. Overall, our total GDV stands rupees 70,000 crores, providing multi-year growth visibility. On the sustainability front, I'm delighted to share that Birla Niyaara and Birla Tisya have won the prestigious Sword of Honor from British Safety Council, demonstrating excellence in the management of health and safety risk at work. It is important to note these are the only real estate projects across India to receive this prestigious honor. Additionally, Birla Estates has been recognized as a global and regional sector leader in the 2025 GRESB Real Estate Assessment, including number one ranking in Asia under residential category. These recognitions underscore our unwavering commitment to responsible, sustainable development and industry-leading ESG. Overall, our performance in Q2 reflects resilience amid consolidation and strong fundamentals supporting our long-term growth. With a healthy balance sheet, strong brand equity, and an exciting launch pipeline, we remain well-positioned to deliver our strategic priority in the coming quarters. With that, we can now open the floor for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, Akash, you are.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good performance in the second quarter. So my first question is with respect to your project in Thane. I think we have been waiting for approvals for this project for quite some time. My question is that what is the current status of approvals for your project in Thane, and how confident are we that we will be able to launch it in the second half? That's my first question.
Yeah, so that we all know, Akash, the NGT ruling which prevented state authorities from issuing the environmental clearances, but that is gone now, and we have already had our hearing at the MOEF committee. We are expecting the minutes of meeting any day, and we are expecting the RERA to be achieved this quarter itself. So we are all set for the launch in Q4.
Got it. And so my second question is with respect to your operating cash flow. In the first half, our operating cash flow was negative minus 4 billion, and our collections, our project development cost was 10 billion, while collections was 9 billion. So my question is, how are we looking at the collection trajectory and operating cash flow trajectory in the second half?
So our cash flows are very, very healthy. I can assure you that there has been a minor shift in our billing. We had a billing schedule after reaching Niyaara Tower A, 65th floor, for 10%. So that got shifted to October. but we did the billing on 5th of October. It's a billing of about 265 crores. That money has already started coming in. Similarly, there was another billing for Tower B based on reaching podium 5, which is about roughly 350 crores. So that billing will happen in November. And with that, all that funding gaps, about 600 crores of healthy cash flows are coming in. And we expect a solid cash flow collection of about 2,000 crores in this quarter. So that should, not this quarter, up to December cumulative. So that should set us right for, you know, all our cash flow problems.
And Akash, just to add further, the amount of collection shown in the cash flow excludes the collection which is done in the joint venture with Mitsubishi. So that's almost 150 crores, which is not, because that does not get consolidated. That's number one. And number two, the project development cost, which is shown in the cash flow, also includes the land purchase prices paid.
Got it, sir. And sir, my final question is with respect to Niyaara. Two questions. So where is, how are we looking at the competitive intensity here? And number two, if you can give us some visibility on what kind of format are we bringing here, and are we confident of getting this done in 4Q itself, considering the competition?
Yeah, I can only tell you, Akash, that we had an exceptional sales performance in Tower B in the last quarter, adding up till yesterday. We have sold almost now 113 units out of 148 units. And in Tower A, 400 out of 413. It's been very strong, and the demand continues to be strong. So that's the least of our worries. We are all set to launch the Tower C as quickly as possible. There has been a minor delay because of that issues with that, you know, we losing that land to BMC. So we had to extricate that out of our, you know, integrated development scheme. But that has happened now. It is. We have already got that approval. We are going after the environment clearance and others, and the fire NOC, etc. So it's just a part of the process. So hopefully in March, we should be able to launch this project, Tower C. So the little too early for us to disclose the layouts, but we are well in tune with the market.
Okay, so is there any risk of getting it pushed next year? Because March is like, it's like a touch and go, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, we are trying our level best, and as of now, we are confident that we'll be handling it in Q4. Unless something really, you know, happens, then it may get pushed to April. But I'm hoping that that shouldn't happen.
Perfect, sir. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Biplab Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. So I have three questions. First is on the net debt. We saw, I think, quarter and quarter minus increase in net debt by 2.8 billion. And there has been no new land deals. And even if you... even if the PE funds has been classified as debt, they should be offset against corresponding PE cash inflow. So I'm just wondering what led to this increase in net debt by 2.8 billion.
So Biplab, as Katie mentioned, we've got some of our collections which were done on October. We further have another tranche of collections coming up in November for Niyaara Tower 2. So almost 500 crores of cash flow would be coming in October and you know, November. So that's one aspect. Otherwise, from the overall debt perspective, we are very comfortable. We have to incur payments for FSI premiums and all of that. So it's part of the ordinary cost. And because the payment milestones are linked to the, you know, the collections are linked to payment milestones, there can be a small mismatch. If you see from an H1 perspective, there's a very minor increase in the, you know, cash flow, a minor decrease, but that's going to be covered up by the billings which we have already done.
Okay, see, that's fair enough.
Yeah, Biplab, it so happens we are in that kind of position where we are, we have got RERA for some of the projects. Some of the projects, the RERAs are just on the anvil. So all the spending for approvals and land costs has been done, but the launch has not happened. So it is that juncture we are. So as soon as the launch happens, all these, you know, the collections will come and the debt will be covered, all of this. So we happen to be somehow in that position where we have two RERAs, other RERAs are expected. So, and we are in the midst of that particular point. So if you look at this after maybe 3 months or so, the situation will be entirely different.
Okay, that's good. Sir, second question is, are you offering any relaxed payment terms in any of the projects, especially in Niyaara or in Gurugram, expedite or to improve our sales? I'm just, and if yes, which projects currently have relaxed payment plans?
Yeah. So, see, we continue with our, you know, payment plan. We keep adjusting the NPVs of the payment plan. If there are, and there's no change in our prices, we have uniform pricing for everybody. But if there are some kind of situation where somebody has some issues or he wants to do some adjustments in payment plan, we are open to that. We are happy to do that, but not very drastic and with no change in the NPVs.
No, but are we doing it, sir, in some of these projects?
I mean, in case-to-case basis, we may have done it or may be doing it.
Okay.
But largely, largely most of the sales which has happened is on normal payment plans.
Okay. And the third question is, sir, how many projects in business development are currently in the due diligence stage and what would be the DDV of those projects on the due diligence stage?
So so we have about 30,000 crores of projects which are in the advanced stages of DDV. Some of them are in Noida, some of them are in Gurgaon, and some of them are in Mumbai, and a couple of them in Bangalore and Pune. Now we are hoping that some of these will get fructified very soon. So roughly the DDV is in the range of 30,000 crores.
Okay. And final question is on the Thane project. Have we paid all the land-related payment around 600 crore, if I'm not mistaken?
No, we haven't. It's a milestone payment, so we haven't paid that. And also we have...
How much we have paid so till date?
We have paid 450 crores till date. And now the IFC funding has come, so now there is no further outflow from our side that the SPV will pay.
Okay.
So in fact, we got... cash out after the IFC funding because we had already funded and we took out 44% of our share which IFC has contributed as its economic interest, you know, in the project. So now there is no further payment which we have to make as Birla Estate. The SP will make the payment.
Okay. Thank you and all the best for the second half.
Thank you, Biplav.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and season greetings to everyone. First question is on launches. 14,000 crore worth of launches planned for second half. I can see in few of the projects, we are probably not launching the full potential of that project, especially, you know, Sector 71 Gurgaon, Manjari project in Pune. Just wanted to know, it's just some strategic decision of launching it in phases to have a better price appreciation in the second phase, or are we okay if we see a better demand, we are okay to open up little more inventory than we are planning to launch actually in these phases? Yeah. So that's my first question.
Yeah, Pritesh. Thanks for that question. So Sector 71, depending on the, you know, the EOIs we get, we may perhaps think of launching the entire phase, I mean, entire project, because not very large, about 1400 crores top line. So depending on situation, so we have given a muted guidance. I think we may, current situation looks like we may go after the full phase, I mean the full project at one go. Birla Evam at Manjri, that's a pretty large project, which about 2 million, how much is that?
2 million.
$2 million, right? So yeah, so that essentially we'll have to do it in phases, and that will also we ask for a price increase phase wise. So I think that we will go as per the phases only. And our current phase itself is quite a big one. We are looking at about 765 crores of launch, and the Pune market, I think that's a sizable one. So I think we'll go with that phase launch.
Sure. And thoughts on Thane and the plotted development in the same context? Plotted also, we are launching like half of it. So.
Yeah, plotted again, you know, based on the demand at that point of time, how it is, we can take a call whether we want to finish off the whole thing or not. Yeah, it's quite probable that we may, you know, actually think of launching the whole thing. Hindalco essentially, Thane, that of course we have to launch in phases. It's a very large project.
Yes.
So that will essentially come in phases.
Got it. That's helpful. And on the cash flow, you know, for the project development cost, we club land and approval as well as construction cost. If you can, you know, break up the first half number that we have spent on project development, that's roughly 1,000 odd crores. How would that split between land and approvals and pure construction cost?
So, say broadly, the construction cost is 350 crores. Then we also have expenses on design, liaison, and brokerage. That comes to almost 200 crores. That land purchase is around 150 crores. And there are other operational costs of around 130 crores. So that's how broadly 1030 is broken up. And also interest cost, because interest which is capitalized to the relevant, inventorized to the various you know, projects. So that's how the breakup comes.
Sure. And that interest will be part of the other operational cost, is it?
No, other operational cost is around 130 and interest is around 140 crores.
Oh. Okay, got it. Fair enough. That's it from my side. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Srivastava from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you very much for the opportunity and congratulations on an impressive performance on sustenance sales. My first question is regarding the Pune project itself, which you have already given some clarification. But it's basically this project, we got the RERA approval in June, July, yet it has been not launched so far. Typically, we launch within a month of approval. So is there any specific reason for the project getting pushed? And second, how we are positioning the pricing versus enabling projects, and if any indicative ticket size for the projects, it would be helpful.
So, you know, there was the RERA which came in the name of the previous owner. So there were some challenges there. Now we got that rectified. The EOI collection is in full, you know, going on. The channel partner meet happened. It's been very successful. The EOI buildup is happening very strongly and aggressively. And very soon we will be start booking the bookings will be done. So, I mean, very clearly this quarter itself. So, yeah. So, we are pretty confident of having very strong bookings here. What is our launch district? Calendar launch is 700 crores. Yeah, around 700 crores. How many units is that? Yeah, so 700 crores, and largely ranging from about 50 lakhs to 1.5 crores, and roughly about 7,000 rupees per square foot would be the 7,500. That's the range you're looking at.
Okay. Sure. And sir, in terms of the Birla Niyaara Phase 3, if we look at on our GDV value based on that, the average square feet is coming around 63,000. For the phase 2, we have a 57,000 rupees average realization. So basically, 10% premium is based on the current prices we have factored the GDV, or we have considered the premium. And Additionally, have we taken any price hike during the quarter in phase two?
No, we will take the price hike now for Tower B. And Tower C, of course, we haven't decided. That we'll decide it closer to the launch. In our this thing, we will be, I think it will be roughly about 4,500 crores, Tower C.
Yes. So this is the based on the current buyer prices which we are selling, right? 4,500 crore with GDP which we have calculated.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the management has been connected. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. So Amit, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So have I answered your question or any part balance?
So I was asking, sir, that the 4,500 crore GDP you have calculated based on the current prevailing price of Dalmia phase two.
Yeah, I mean, we broadly said now that fine-tuning of the pricing, we will do it closer to the launch, depending on the demand, supply, and the build-up.
Sure.
Yeah.
And sir, yeah, next is in terms of the other than Pune projects, two projects which is expected to launch, any other project possible to launch in a Q3?
We are looking at Punya, which is at Pune, then of course Manjari Evam, which is again this quarter, and also we're looking at Gurgaon Sector 71.
Okay.
So these three launches we are hoping to clearly do that. We are also expecting the RERA for the Thane project this quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one last question. In terms of the first half, we have already shared the construction cost. Any ballpark figure for the second half construction spend plan?
It will be on similar tracks. It will be around 750 odd crores, pure construction cost.
Okay, okay. Sure. Yeah, thank you very much, sir. This was all.
Thank you, Amit.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Harsh Pathak from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So first of all, it's good to see the sales momentum back at Worli. So my question is, have we started running some interest check for the third tower? And I know you have commented that, you know, it's early to talk about the project configuration, but any broad range of the ticket size that we are thinking for this particular phase?
Too early to comment, Harsh. We'll...
Sure.
Closer.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And sir, in terms of realization, for most of the projects, we have seen realizations are up on a sequential basis. So, and particularly for the Worli project, have we taken some particular price increase, or it's just a function of, you know, higher floor sales, something like that?
No, we have taken a price increase now. From now on, we have taken a price increase. It will be more like an average about 1,10,000.
Sure. And sir, lastly, in terms of the ITC deal, is it on track, and by when do we expect that to conclude?
Yeah.
ITC deal is on track. ITC have applied already to CCI. Meetings are going on, and hopefully it is on track and we will be able to close by in this financial year.
Sure. So the cash flows for the same will be received this year, or shall we incorporate in FY27?
We hopefully in this year, in this financial year.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, you did mention that, you know, near Tower C, we are planning around March, and Thane in Q4 and Sector 71 and Pune projects in Q3. Regarding the other projects, they are also on track for Q4, or is there a possibility of some of them going into Q1 next year?
So in addition to whatever I mentioned, Doshi, we are going to launch Boisar plotted in Q4. We are going to launch Birla Arika in Gurgaon, phase 2 in Q4. We are also planning to launch a new phases of Birla Punya in Q4. And in addition to that, we are also launching Trimaya in Bangalore, phase 4, in Q4. So all of these launches are planned.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And one more question is, in the page number 17, we have given the full pipeline. So there, let's say, Thane project, the GDV for FY26 is 1630 crore. So this is the entire GDV, right? And not the 56%.
This is the entire GDV. Yes, you're right.
Okay. For all the projects where our share is lesser, it's the entire GDV we are mentioning.
Correct.
Okay. And one more question is regarding the commercial projects. So are we thinking anything in the near term in Worli for a commercial building? Also asking this question because next to us, the Mitsubishi is also going to come only with the commercial projects. So are we thinking that we should be ahead of them or how you are thinking?
I think it's a high time that we start the commercial office space of roughly about 1 million square feet. We are in the process of designing and planning for that.
Okay. Okay. And yeah. Just last question on the Niyaara Tower C. So I think we are still having a Tower 1 and 2 inventory of almost 1800 crore. So do you see any impact on Tower C because of this inventory?
Absolutely none. We have done very well in Tower 1 and 2, and now I think it's very important for us to bring fresh inventory into the market. The market is craving for it. They're all waiting for it, as all of us are, and we are just working towards launching it. There's a huge demand built up for Tower C, and the market is just waiting for it. I think we have done more than, you know, what we are far beyond our expectations in Tower A and B. You know, Tower B, A, as you know, is 95% sold. Tower B is also about 75% sold. So I think we really need to now launch Tower C.
Okay. And just last question on the Tower C. So, you know, almost all the inventory is above 30 CR plus. And a lot of competition in that price point in that locality also. So are we thinking of Tower C with, let's say, 15-20 CR inventory as well? It will be more similar to what we are doing currently?
Our experience, considering the location, the size, the amenities, the brand, the way we are progressing on construction, the uniqueness of our layout, etc., has definitely positioned us in a very unique way in that whole market. And the proof of the pudding is how we have performed in the last quarter. So we are not really worried about who the competition and how much the competition is. And of course, the competition which is coming up today is also 5-6 years beyond delivery. So we are not really worried about it. So we will independently decide what kind of, you know, layout we want to do and what size of the ticket size we will plan, depending on our current demand for Birla Niyaara. There is a big queue for Birla Niyaara's new project. So keeping that in our background, we are in the process of designing the ticket size for Tower C. But a little too premature for us to disclose now.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hartik Jain from Whitestone PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. All my questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hitendra Pradhan from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. I hope I'm audible. Thanks for the opportunity. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
It's regarding the clarification you made on the collections, like, you know, there was some kind of slipover happened during this quarter. So what was that amount? Was that 500 CR or 900 CR?
So as I mentioned, 260 plus 350, 350, 350, about 600 CR, 600 odd CR.
Got it, sir.
Yeah.
And sir, the second question is related to slide number 27, where you had you have articulated the cash flow potential. So, if I understand it correctly, then it is split into like your FY26 kind of, you know, already launched projects and, you know, to be launched in the pipeline projects, right? Like the GDV and, you know, what is the...
We have only considered the projects which we have launched so far. The projects which are not yet launched, like for example, Thane is not included in Pune, which we have started the market warming, that is not included.
These are all projects which are launched till last year. No new launches happened so far, so it's all till last year, whatever has launched, whatever has been already launched.
On launch projects, 46,000 basically is like your 13,000 that you're going to launch this year and 33,000
yes.
that you have planned from
future. Yeah, yeah. That's
any color you can give on the, you know, the cost and the timeline on launch projects, you know, what is your internal kind of, you know, estimates or any kind of ballpark figures?
So we've already given you the, we've already mentioned the launch pipeline, which
yeah,
is around
the on-launch
900 crores. And broadly, Katie also mentioned earlier what's going to happen in Q3 and what's going to happen in Q4. So that's broadly what we have here.
I was asking regarding the on-launch, like the 46,000 that you mentioned here, any kind of, you know, internal... I know that, you know, it's in future and...
Roughly we consider about 25 to 30% EBITDA. So you can make your calculation accordingly.
Got it, sir. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all the participants in the conference call, we request you to kindly limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, kindly rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Ronald from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on good sales run rate. On the collections front, as you mentioned, the 2,000 crore would be the cumulative till December. So from Q4 onwards, should we see the collection run rate, you know, quarterly run rate to range in about 700 to 1,000 crore, or, you know, it would still revert back to around 500 odd crore quarterly run rate?
No, we would be having a strong cash flow because see, there's a two aspects to the collections. One is the launches where there is a chunky collection which comes in when we launch a project. And second is the milestone-based collection which will, you know, be coming in. So we expect to grow as compared to the collections which we did last year.
Okay. And secondly, on this 30,000 crore BD which you are eyeing, so can you shed some light, you know, what share would be the own projects or, you know, are you looking purely on JV basis? So in terms of, you know, capital allocation going ahead, so are we eyeing for, you know, more own projects or how, what kind of split is there in this 30,000 crore BD?
So what I mentioned is that this is the sort of, you know, current pipeline that we are having with, you know, term sheets signed in advanced stages of negotiations. As I gave, but said in the past, we're pretty confident that and we look forward to doing about 10 to 15,000 crores of, you know, GDV finalizing before the end of this financial year. As I said, it would be a judicious mix of joint ventures and outrights in all parts of the country.
Land is only tower C. Own land is only
tower. Yeah. So among the new projects coming, these are all going to be you know, acquired. None of these is going to be our own lands. That is only whatever we had in Worli, and that's it. Nothing more than that. Yeah. See, does that answer your question? Ronald?
Yes, sir. And just one last question, sir. On the launches front, whatever you are launching, so would you go, you know, to sell more than 80-90% or you will hold back, say, you would take...
No, we won't hold back. Whatever we launch, we'll go after it. There's no question of holding back. And also wanted to let you know that, you know, depending on how we are positioned as our sales for the current quarter, for the first half, we are now pretty confident that we will exceed what we sold, what bookings we did last year. We will be exceeding that target.
Great, sir. Great. Thank you very much. And best of luck, Greg.
Thank you, Ronald.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Himanshu Javedi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Katie.
Hi, Himanshu.
Yeah, Katie, I just wanted a broad vision for our company in the next 3 to 5 years. Where do you see yourself going in terms of the sales, in the next 3 to 5 years? Can we foresee that we can be a 20,000 crore top-line company in the next 3 to 5 years?
Of course, no doubt about it. But we will be among one of the largest real estate companies in the 5 years to come. But not only just size is one very critical aspect, but also in terms of reputation and customer centricity, we want to be the most reputed and the most customer-centric company with deep focus on design, customer-centric design. So that's the vision we are having as a company. In 5 years' time, it should be, in the forefront of sustainability, in the forefront of operational excellence, no delays in execution, timely delays, best in quality. So those goes hand in hand with growth. Our total focus is on the operational excellence that we, believe totally in while growing in size. It has to grow hand in hand.
Okay, that's great. And one more thing, Katie, so if you see in Mumbai, there's a lot of redevelopment going on, every second, third building is getting redeveloped. So I wanted your thing in terms of the, what is your thinking that is the supply going to be very, very large in the next 3 to 5 years? So is it going to affect the prices? Your views appreciated,
Yeah, so I think the redevelopment is a very encouraging. How the next phase of Mumbai growth will be redevelopment, but I think it will come in fits and starts and packages. It will not come all at the same time. There are lots of challenges in redevelopment because sizes are small. They are in such locations where you need to have proper accesses, titles, disputes between society members, their boundary disputes, so many challenges are there. So to get it all together, it takes time, patience, innovative ideas, etc., government support, all of that. We are also pretty excited because the brand plays a very strong equity here. So and we are in advanced talks with several projects, redevelopment opportunities in South Mumbai, Bandra, Juhu, Khar. And we're quite excited about it because it gives us a very good platform to express ourselves and do, great job in giving some fantastic, products. So, and we are working towards it. It takes time and patience. And we are there to solve all issues of the current members. So I think it will not flood the market and there's a huge deluge of supply. It will come in phases and in spurts. So I don't think that's going to really have a big impact on the pricing. I really don't think so.
Okay, and going forward, Katie, do we see around the 20,000 crore GDV steady over the next 3 to 5 years every year? So if you want the company to grow.
You are talking in terms of booking? Sales booking?
I'm talking about the BD deal, sorry. BD.
Of course, yeah. With a lot of, funds coming in and all that, strategic partnerships and, the paper sale happening, I think we'll be going very, very aggressive in all our chosen markets.
Because this year has been a little quiet, that's why I was just asking.
Yeah, I agree with that because it sometimes takes time to find the right projects, but we have a very healthy pipeline and we are confident that, we will be doing at least 10 to 15,000 crores of BD before the end of this year.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Katie. Thank you.
Thank you, Himanshu.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity for follow-up question. My question was regarding the 10 billion debt that we are using. Is it mostly for BD or is it related to this cash flow mismatch?
No, it's mainly for business development, Akash.
Okay. Okay. And sir, my second question is about our execution capability. Now we are launching like four projects simultaneously in three to four cities. Like, could you give us some understanding, like how are we building our execution strength in these four cities?
So, Akash, we did about 6 million sq ft of construction last year. We are building 11 million this year, 35 million next year, and then getting up to 50 million. So the idea is, of course, we have, of course, you know, expanded our team. We were about 300-400 people, now we are almost 700+. And we keep expanding, we keep looking for the best of talent within our company and especially for the operations, you know, team. Apart from that, we also embarked on a very, you know, ambitious operation excellence program with BCG to how to deliver high quality product at scale. So the global BCG team is working with us with global standards and practices, how to really, you know, optimize costs and standardize designs, you know, digitize, bring in technology, strategic partnerships, all of that together and combine a very special and unique way of Birla way of execution. So we are well into that program. It's doing very well. It's already yielding great results. And I think that's the way moving from, you know, hardcore labor-oriented programs to technology-oriented programs. So that's how we are trying to transition into this high-scale delivery.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Akash.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Biplab Debbarma from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Also, my first question is on the, you know, some of these developers are delivering fairly large projects within three to four years. And if I check our RERA delivery dates for some of our ongoing projects, notice that, you know, the delivery timeline is so stretched, like 5 years, 6 years. So just wondering why this significant difference, or is it the normal? Because it's not that we are seeing any challenges in sales. We are selling very fast and selling well. So why taking so much time to deliver a project which is fairly sold out?
So, Biplab, I'll be very excited and, you know, eager and this thing to understand who are these people who are delivering three to four years. My data is, you know, says very different. The kind of, you know, delivery that we are doing, we would like to believe we are the fastest and among the best in the industry. Look at Worli, you know, the time taken for all the deliveries which has happened of various projects, and I mean, look at ours. So I see a very different picture. We are ahead of most of the other, you know, competition here. But I'll be very keen to understand and also learn from the people who are delivering in three to four years large projects. Because I'm sure there will be something great to learn from it, all eager. As of now, I don't have any such data. So we'll sit with you and, you know, understand how these are doing, and we'll be very keen to learn that, you know, the ways of doing that.
Second question is on the slide 17, sir. Just a clarification. The estimated surplus cash flow potential, you have shown around 74 billion. Is it Birla share or this includes the partner share?
No, we have excluded the partner share, Biplab.
This is only Birla's share.
You're referring to slide 27, right?
No, I am referring to slide 17, sir. You gave a one table, which, yeah. The estimated surplus, estimated cash flow. Yeah, slide 27. Yeah, you're right. Does it?
That is after excluding the payout to the partners, the landowners, partners, et cetera.
This includes your PE partner shares?
That those projects we've already launched, not yet launched. Thane and Pune we have not yet launched. But for the Bangalore one, yes, it includes that. We'll clarify that. I'll clarify that separately.
So you have a PE investors in a few of these projects. So I'm just wanting to know this cash flow includes the PE partner's cash flow also. That's all.
No, so just to clarify, this does not include the PE partner's cash flow. And the unlaunched projects where we have PE investors are not included in the 23,000 launched portfolio. That's what I'd like to clarify.
Yes, yes. Thank you. And just final, what would be the ticket size of Thane project?
So it should be anywhere between 75 lakhs to 2 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Just one more clarification. I just like to clarify, we have made payments of 385 crores for Thane till date. So I correct my previous.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ronald Sioni from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up, sir. Just one query regarding the new Worli land parcel of 2.6 million square feet. So are we, you know, because for FY25 to achieve pre-sales growth, we should, you know, this project to be launched would be very much important. So will this project be launched in 27? And if yes, then, you know, will it be in phases or the entire project? Just a view on that.
Yeah, good question, Ronald. So after the launch of Tower C, we are already in the planning for that phase. So we will then work on that and hopefully maybe that year or the year after that, we'll launch this. So we are now focusing on Tower C. Depending on how... We would rather do it next year itself. But we will take that call once we see the performance of Tower C.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over back to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for the participating in this earnings con call. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you so much and good day.
On behalf of Aditya Birla Real Estate, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today and you may now disconnect your lines.